big wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Did you guys just hear that new intro? We're ringing it in, baby. Episode 20, we're doing it with a bang. You know why?
Why?
We finally mixed up some little sounds and we got a new intro. Do you love it?
Hot new intro. I love it. I love it so much. It's so us, you know, sophisticated yet unhinged.
Great way to put it. We had a couple different renditions of it, and I'm really happy where we landed. We kind of wanted that like intro to be a little businessy, a little buttoned up.
Yeah.
Right?
Shout out to Doug Weidick. Doug composed and mixed and put together our intro. Mm-hmm. I'm really happy about it. So
it's all original, which I feel very special because we didn't just rip it off.
No,
like we you know, we had it. That was the first thing we did was that first little intro, which you picked. And it really was. It did the job that it needed to do.
And also it's really giving more airtime to Steve on Sex and the City. So it's just really nice to have, you know, Miranda ingrained in there for every fucking episode.
I do like the impressions. We went back and forth on like, should we add the impressions? But then I think it's just us.
Yeah. Who's the ending impression? Big Ange?
It's Big Ange from Mob Wives.
That was a zinger that I didn't even know about. I was listening to it and I go, who the hell is that one? I've never heard her do that one.
Okay, the only reason I threw it in there
out of the suitcase, I was like, is she still Andrea? Like, who have you become?
I added her in there, you know, for a little pizzazz, but also because her name is Big Ange, and I just thought it matched
Big wigs.
Yeah.
So we added her in there, but I hope you guys love our new introduction, our new little intro song, and
I love it.
Episode 20!
20, we've done it. And as we said, 20 is really the make or break, you know, of a relationship. So we haven't killed each other yet. We haven't broken up yet. Mm-hmm. We are, I feel like we're just beginning our stride. I told you this summer is going to be a big wig summer. So
it's the summer of big wigs. Yeah. I did think I might have lost you when I canceled on episode 20 because my back went out. Well, I was constipated.
Yeah. Andrea started posting about her constipation days in advance. even today we met up. I don't know if you guys can see. We are not sponsored / want to be sponsored by Juice Generation. Shout out to Juice Generation. I love them. I was like, meet me at Juice Gen on Bedford. And
you had a great idea to meet for coffee. But then you said, no.
No, I need juice. And then I come and she's double fisting her Juice Gen. And I was like, what the? How many – are you okay? How is your GI tract going this week?
Yeah, my digestive tract, it's moving along now. It's moving along.
That's good.
I don't really suffer from – well, you know what? I made a funny face when you were explaining all of your gut issues, and I was like, oh, my God, that sounds horrendous. And then what happened to me?
Gut issues.
It happened to me. I got twisted and
gisted. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It happens.
I feel like I was like a part of this because she – first you delayed us and then she was like, I fully have to cancel. And then I'm just watching her stories and it was almost like anyone who's invested in your life on your stories, we were like, did she go yet? Has she pooped? She's so open about this. It's beautiful. It was really, you know, organic.
Well, I went to my story and, you know, it's all about the content-ish kind of, right? Like, you know, you – things in your life, we turn it into content because that's the beauty of comedy, which we do. So I was thinking, okay, I'm constipated. I have nothing on my story. Well, obviously, I've got to document this. So, and I went back and forth because I think about all the family members that have to see me talk about my constipation.
Oh my God.
I talked in code. I was like, I'm stopped up. I didn't want to say the word, the C word.
I know. When you said I'm stopped up, I was like, that is literally what my dead grandmother would say.
She'd Honey, be like, I'm stopped up.
You got to make a BM. Are you stopped up? You know,
you got to go number two, drop the kids off at the pool, huh? That's basically what I was talking like.
Oh my God.
Because I didn't want to say constipated. But I was
like, I was sort of like, maybe that's how they say it in D.C. Like,
as if we have,
okay, as if we actually live in another country.
Truly, DC does have some lingo that no other people do. A lot of
like
cities have that. We say it's brick out.
It's brick?
Oh, I guess that could be New York.
Wait, what? I've never heard of this and I'm from 2 hours away in Philadelphia. What
it means it's cold.
It's brick.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like shit a brick. Like that was part of
you could also say that.
Okay.
She shit a brick, which means you're scared?
No. I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So
not constipated.
Not constipated. I wish I could have shit bricks.
Damn.
So yeah, we had friends come to town and then I just started getting stopped up and it got so bad. Did you know that you can get so stopped up that your back hurts because you have some intestines in your lower back? Yes. That you didn't know that? You did know that.
I mean, I have not gone for a week at a time before.
You go, are you 3 weeks in? I go, no, Anna, that's absurd. I just haven't pooped in 4 days.
I was like, that's nothing. That's like, have you ever gone on a vacation? Does anyone shit on vacation? I feel like you go on a vacation, you're like, oh, I'm in a new city and the travel and the water's different.
You're just not
and
used
you're
to
like,
the toilet.
Yeah, and then you just don't go for like 4 days or you... That happens.
That does happen. You're on the go and you don't really have that time to dedicate to your like nice toilet time. But the fact that you literally just went to your mind was like, you haven't pooped in 3 weeks. Anna, if I haven't pooped in 3 weeks, I would be at the hospital. I would be lodging shit in to get it out.
I'm not going to lie. After I had, now we're getting really
juicy.
Remember when I had norovirus when I moved to LA and I got super sick for a week? I mean, I've never been skinnier, but it was not pleasant. But then I didn't go. It turns to the opposite for me. Then I didn't go for 2 weeks. I didn't go to the bathroom at all.
For 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Do you still have the same eating patterns? Because that's what I was worried about.
I mean, you know, as much as you can to nurse yourself back to health after norovirus. I said norovirus. I don't want to give it. It's an ugly fucking thing. Don't get it. It was torture. But I go to the opposite where I don't go for a while, which is uncomfortable, but... Honestly, better than the latter.
Which may even be worse. So yeah, I was thinking that I needed to go to the doctor, but then realizing that you haven't, you know, gone maybe in 3 weeks' time, I thought I'll be okay. People suggested I do my own at-home colonoscopy. Or no, sorry.
Sorry. I'm like, I do my own. Shoving her iPhone camera up her asshole being like, nah, check this out. How does my colon look? What?
And what I meant to say, what's the coffee cleanse? An enema.
Oh.
A coffee enema. People said that I should try one of those.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Right when she moves in with her boyfriend, she's like, hey, hun.
It's hot.
I'm going to blow up this bathroom for
a little while. Wait a minute. I have been concealing this news.
I'm sorry.
To announce on the pod. No, it's great. We can talk about it now.
We got
to
talk about it because I said it in a way that's not the actual thing. So explain to us. Andrea went through a giant move this past week.
Yes.
Burrows.
I mean, boroughs. We're talking about state lines.
Yeah.
We're talking.
Wow, yeah, state lines.
Different tax brackets. Not quite.
I was like, she moved from Jersey to New York. That is a
state lines. We're Lewis and Clark in this bitch. I'm crossing state lines. I'm exploring.
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Okay.
Yo, she's in Williamsburg now. No, it was a travesty, actually.
Okay,
lease ended in Jersey. They wanted to up my rent $200. And then I just said, you know what? I'm not obsessed with this. It was kind of far from the train. It took me hours to get to you most times when we were in town. So I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with this. So I looked at a couple places. And for the price and the space, you guys know, I don't have to tell you. I mean, just apartments in New York, they're tough.
The worst city to move in. I can honestly say I've lived in two other cities, but it is the worst of those three.
It's not just the price. It's the not a lot of availability. You don't often have to pay a broker's fee, but in order for a broker, I had bad back pain. So I like hit up a bunch of people and they're like, I can find you a bunch of places. Then it was like, pay me $6,000 broker's fee. And I said, what?
Yeah, usually it's like 15% of the annual rent. And in New York, you have to put down first month, last month, security. Yeah. That's 3 months rent right there.
Yep.
And the broker's fee. So sometimes you're like, depending on the apartment, 10 grand, 15 grand deep just to get one tiny ass apartment.
A shoebox.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. I said, you know what? I want it to be right. So the only other option was to move into Nick's apartment. He has a 2-bed, 2-bath. His roommate moved to LA. He had an empty room, which he was using. We were using it as like a studio audition spot.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring in big wigs to that space, but now all my shit's in there. So...
Now it's
so announcing
big shoes,
big shoes in the big wigs closet.
It's a big closet.
That.
Okay. So, but here's the other miraculous thing that you did. Mm-hmm. You did not famously did not hire a moving company and employed your sweet, sweet parents.
For apartments, my parents.
They love you so much.
No, they just, their life revolves around their kids. Like they get excited. Like, oh my God, we get to come visit you for a weekend. We'll come. We'll be there. Like they're just so ready. They already planned it. And I said, guys, it's going to be a bitch and a half. You don't have to do this. Like I already knew it was going to be just an absolute mess.
I love how different our parents are. If I was like, hey, I have to move from like Jersey to Brooklyn. Can you guys come and help me? My dad would literally be like, I have a trip to Africa. I'm sorry.
I've got a colonoscopy appointment, actually, and I'm an indisposed.
Literally. My dad's never moved me. sorry, Dad, but he's never moved me.
My mom has come,
but I've always hired movers, but my mom has been there to, like, you know, direct.
Yes, of course.
Buy some chicken wings, you know,
some snacks on the side.
Yeah, 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 for sure. But your sweet parents, they really do support you.
I think it's because I was in a bind. I had just gotten let go from Paramount because they just did that humongous layoff.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were actually – I had some gut health enthusiasts pop into my DMs and said my gut and my back hurt because I was so stressed out.
Yep.
And I didn't know that it could all be related. Too. You did. And I was like, I don't get stressed out. Like, I'm not stressed out.
Having to move your whole life and uproot your apartment. And you had a really nice apartment. Like, it's kind of sad to leave your cool apartment. It was really good.
It was a great building. Tough look. I mean, the location was
okay. You had an amazing view.
The view was great. Yes. Okay, now you're making me miss the apartment.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's got dark. Okay, so. They came to save you.
Came to save me. We picked up everything. We did, like, maybe 4 or 5 trips from Jersey to New York. Luckily, it was Memorial Day weekend, so roads were a little bit clear, but also Taylor Swift was performing, so, like, we got backed up in the Holland Tunnel.
She stopped up because of Taylor Swift.
I was stopped up in a lot of ways.
I know.
My stomach and the Holland Tunnel, we were just stopped
up.
So we made it. We ended up – my parents were a little apprehensive. So officially, I have moved in with Nikki Smigs.
Wow.
For now.
For now.
But for now.
Okay. But not, like, official, like, we're buying dishes and we're sleeping in the same bedroom. Like, you
– right.
You were like, I will be a roommate for a little while, but this is not how – we were discussing this before.
It's interesting. When you do sign a lease with your significant other, that is the official, like, we're moving in together. We're signing things together.
Yeah.
We're splitting everything. And Nick and I are. But I made it clear when I walked into the spot. I was like, that's my room. That's your room. We're roomies. Love you.
So Courtney of you. You know? Like, Courtney and Scott never, ever.
Different bed skis for life skis.
I never understood it because I just want to sleep with him every night, you know?
Yeah, we know. That's how you had, like, 8 children. You're a sicko.
You love. Well, if it was Scott, I mean, of course I'd want to sleep in the bed with him. He's such a gentleman.
Oh, is that why you would want to sleep with him? Because he is respectful? Because he's not.
I love Travis, and I'm really happy for you, but I did have a thing for Scott, and you know that.
I knew it. Everyone's loving the laugh.
I can't help it. Everything is just so amusing these days.
Once you hit 60, it's just like all jokes.
It's all jokes, all Ozempic, all my kids are succeeding. I walked around London. I saw 40 different companies.
Oh,
did you see? Did you see my stories?
Yes.
I'm sorry Lemmy didn't make the cut.
You're such a little twinkly twatty. Like,
I do have a twat.
No support there. We know you have a twat because that's why you want to sleep with your mans every night.
I love sleeping with a man.
I love men.
I love spooning. I'm like a Louis Vuitton little spoon.
I would, like Cartier, or no, like Tiffany & Co.
Mm. We can do breakfast at Tiffany's. That's a thing now.
Breakfast, morning after.
Ooh, yeah.
So, back to real life. I'm not Kris Jenner anymore.
So my plan of action, no, but I love you as Kris Jenner.
Oh, I love you as Courtney. But that reminded me, because Courtney famously in the show didn't sleep in the room with Scott. They had separate rooms.
You know why? Because sleeping with your significant other, it's a misconception. We don't need to be like,
I'm worried.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
Now, when you're young, yes, snuggling, spooning, it's all part of, like, the honeymoon phase. You're falling in love with each other. You want to be close to each other. But then when you really get down to the nitty gritty, bo bitty, you realize men and women are just completely different in terms of sleep patterns, in terms of what we do.
Here's my hot take.
Hot take. Let's hear
Coming back at you. The right person will compromise for your sleep.
But what about you having to compromise for their sleep?
You do. If you love each other, you will figure out a balance. You have to figure out a balance. It takes time. I don't think it's overnight. I think that's why people don't move in right away, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
it's a lot.
But I do think, you know, if your relationship is worth it, and I'm not judging your relationship. I love Nick.
Oh,
but
okay.
I'm just saying, like,
I'm 2 seconds in the door. I could be 2 seconds out. No worries. I just take all my shit and leave. You know,
oh,
I'm in, but I'm out.
She's like, I still got boxes in there. You know, I can fucking bounce any moment. He could come home and I'm gone.
On their toes. Exactly. Exactly.
No, but I think it is. You have to like give a little, take a little. Like you yes. really do to yeah. make it happen. I don't know. I've enjoyed sleeping with my previous partners. I say that because I'm like, I lived with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, true.
We had multiple apartments together. Mm-hmm. I think we had like 1, 2, 3 apartments together.
Wow.
I know. You move a lot in New York City.
You do.
And well, then I stayed put. Then I lived in one apartment for 4 years. And then I moved to Williamsburg. And Jared and I moved in after a year because we were like, here's the thing. We're a little older. I know it's really hard to tell. We're a little older. And we were like, because we've been so jaded by New York City, I'm like, mm-hmm. well, why would we fucking each pay for an apartment in the city when we sleep together every night?
I know.
And pay rent in two different places? No.
New York encourages this.
Absolutely.
Often.
Ours was clearly, I mean, we love each other, but we were clearly out of like convenience and like, you know,
yes.
finances. We were like, wait, let's combine and fucking get a sweet one bedroom apartment with a balcony, you know, like in a nice building, because it's still less than what the two of us were paying.
Absolutely. Combined, right.
Yeah.
Splitting is key here.
And we literally had like a handshake like, hey, I've lived with an ex and I've broken up with them. You've lived with an ex and you've broken up with them. We've survived. So if this doesn't work out, we will prevail.
Back to square one.
Yeah.
If you say it like that, it's not as scary.
Yeah.
Because you're like, there's no expectations here. We've been there before. That's
if it doesn't
good.
Work out. Meanwhile, I'm the monster roommate, which I've told you.
I mean, I've bear witness to it. Not really. Mean? Not really.
A little bit. I'm like the messy one. You know, I leave shit around and I Jared's very neat, very clean. Like to this day, the fact that
That's
he hasn't
nice.
Run yet, that he hasn't left yet is like very impressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love the idea of having my own bedroom one day. So when I am rich enough, I do plan on having like my own space and closet. I don't want to share a closet ever again. I can't. That's what I want the most. My own
Your
closet.
Own closet. Mm-hmm. I think a successful relationship means two separate sleeping arrangements, two separate closets. I mean, bathrooms if you really want to get into it.
But like
you have the luxury.
Said to me, separate sleeping arrangements.
Yes.
I'd be like the little kid who like crawled into his bed at night and be like, "Can I sleep with you tonight? I'm sorry, I missed you."
I mean, obviously you're going sometime. You're sneaking in a little preview. Hey,
I'm scared if I snuck into her room, she'd be like, "Ah, what did I say? We are separate when we sleep. Get the fuck out of my bedroom, bitch."
Okay. Do your parents still sleep together to this day?
Yeah.
Long-term relationships, no. They finally decided to split rooms because my dad snores so badly.
Oh, I will say, after my dad's surgery, my mom kicked him out for a couple of nights because she was like, I can't handle
it's
the snoring.
But it's a lot.
They do sleep together every other night.
But my parents decided to make that move about 5 years ago. They've been married for almost 40 years now.
Oh, my God.
So they finally got to that point. And I looked at that arrangement and I said, that looks beautiful. That to me, why don't we just expedite this process and let's just like start it right now?
Yeah. I don't judge. So. I think do whatever you got to do to make your relationship work. You know what I mean? And to get your fucking 8 hours of beauty sleep. Absolutely.
But absolutely.
Like if you're sweating and he, you know, or if you're too cold or you're.
Right. Men like it to be 60 degrees.
I love how you say men because I love it freezing. It could be 60 degrees and I'm like. Hell yeah. Wrap me up in a down comforter.
Burrito my ass.
Yeah, literally.
I can understand that. Okay, I will say, I shouldn't box it up just to only men. I will say a large majority of people like it to be cold and then the blankets are warm. I like it to be just like normal temperature. Could be 70, could be 69. That's a good even keel. I'll have one leg out. Maybe a fan in the distance, but not too close to my face because then my mouth is just dry as the desert. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't sleep with fans unless I'm at summer camp. That I haven't done in a while.
I'm not talking about a white metal fan, Anna, that's like oscillating and making noise all night. I'm talking about.
When you say that, I pictured a fan in front of your face. I'm like, well, yeah, I'd get a dry mouth too if I had that fucking clip-on fan next to my bed.
You leave it to Anna to relate it back to camp.
Yeah. I was like, the last time I slept with a fan. camp. You know, it clipped onto my little wooden metal bed or whatever.
Yes, yes.
And I was like, in my face, I'd wake up and, you know, my lips would be like cracked.
Cracked. That's the one thing. You have to position the fan in a good spot in the room so it's like giving enough circulation of air, but not drying out the pores.
Wow.
Wow. So this is why Nick and I have different sleeping patterns, but he also had a 2-bed, 2-bath. It was great. It was cheap. It's in Brooklyn. It's awesome. And I was like, you know what? Besides being a walk up, we can make this work.
Hell yeah.
So we just have both so much stuff. I need to downsize.
But you are still looking at places because you do want to get your own spot. You want to be an adult and in New York City on your own. I mean, not on your, you're in a relationship, but still you want to have your own home.
I've always just had that vision of me being able to make it on my own, paying for my own apartment. My studio was kind of the introduction to that, but I still have this image and it just, I have the luxury of having a little interim spot with Nick. We're loving it. And then I just want to get that one spot just to live in by myself. Just that I got to do it for Dre, you know?
Very big wig of you.
Thank you.
Very big wig.
Thank you.
Because for me, I'd be like, hell yeah. We can share this apartment.
If I liked it. If I liked it, yeah. It's good. It does everything it needs to do.
Yeah.
So, and it's cheap. So I'm saving a lot of money.
Which, right. Well, that's amazing. Then you'll get, then you'll be able to get that broker's fee taken
care of. That motherfucker broker. You know, if you really badger them down enough, the broker finally said, you know what? I got the building to pay for half of it. And I was like, I just won the lotto.
Yeah.
But then I wrote them back and I was like, thank you so much. Da-da-da-da-da. Not interested. Bye.
Oh, okay.
They're dogs, the brokers. They're just like badgering you all the time.
And you got to play hard to get.
You do.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Scary.
I usually did no broker fee.
I get it.
Apartments, because I don't want to deal with that.
I know.
But I think in my apartment in Williamsburg, I did have a – I think I paid half the broker's fee, which was half a month.
Which
we negotiated
a month.
To a month, and the building paid for half the month, and I paid half a month. And I thought, whatever. And I moved within that building, so I didn't have to pay it again because I just dealt with the building the next time, which was pretty sick.
That is nice.
Yeah.
And brokers, for those who don't know, they're considered real estate agents. They help you look for spots. They bring you to like 5 different tours all in a row, but then they want your money.
Yeah.
A little background
again,
on brokers.
Moving in New York City is the worst. In LA,
again.
Oh my God, you just have to pay like a fee. And it's like
they're so sketchy.
$100 fee, and then you pay the first month's rent.
Yeah.
And it's fucking awesome. And it's so much
better. They don't
even
check your credit score. They don't check no history. You can move in.
It's
not
amazing.
Even be a U.S. citizen. They don't know.
Really?
Some places in LA are very sketchy.
I was going to say, they definitely did background checks in my building and stuff. Like, we had to we had to do that. But it's just so much less money to get into a place. It's crazy.
It's absurd.
And these cities are, you know, I'd say they're comparable in terms of, like, prices and stuff.
Yes.
And, like, you know, businesses that they have in both coasts, but it's just a world of difference in terms of getting an apartment.
Explaining it to people that don't know is also so eye-opening to them. I like to blow their minds. I'm like, to move in, I had to put down 15 G's just to get in the spot. And then I had to be considered, and then I had to be accepted. Like I just, and they're like, wait, what?
No, they're more like, wait, are you starring in The Sopranos remake? What's happening? What did New York do to our little Andrea?
That reminds me of Al Pacino and De Niro, but I really wanted to get into your updates because we've been 2 weeks with just no updates. So,
oh my God, it's been 2 weeks. I missed you.
In 2 whole weeks.
My updates. Well, hi, I'm in New York. I'm not in Los Angeles. I've been in New York most of this month. I have my show, my one-woman show.
Yeah.
And then I went back for a week and then I came back. I had a gig here, which was really fun last week. I'm like, last week? I don't know what day it is.
What
day is it? Yeah, no, I did this gig, which was great. It was a lot. Here's the thing. I will recommend, I should have come in a day before because if you're on LA time and you have to be somewhere at 8 a.m., your brain and your body is like, wait, it's 5 a.m. And I'm not a morning person. So I was like, literally like the crypt keeper. Like I showed up. There must have been 40 pounds of makeup under my eyes just to be like, I don't have any under eye issues right now. I swear to God, I'm not tired at all. They're like, how are you? Are you ready to go? And I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm a smoker, but I'm good. I was so dying of tiredness. But you know, you get the adrenaline and you make it work and you do it. And so I did this job all day, and then there was an after party that was hilarious that I invited you to.
Yes.
Because I was like, Dre, they said to bring friends. I knew she's down to clown at a fucking after party for this, like, rando event. And the best is – so I guess it was – they were worried it was going to be a sausage fest, you know, which it could be. So they invited a lot of women who were – all in the same, uniform. It looked like The Sims. I believe they were escorts, but I don't think they were escorts. Like, I don't think they were sleeping with anyone.
That type of escorts. I think it was just room fillers, but they all had to be attractive, and then they all had to wear the same thing.
They were all models. There were like 50. I literally walked into this bar, and I texted you. I go, oh my God, I feel like I'm in The Sims. There are 50 models, like 5'10". Same black dress to the knee.
Yeah.
And they're all standing in like a circle with each other, almost like when you go to like a school dance and like all the girls are on one side and like the boys are on the other. But like all the other people were socializing, interacting. Mm-hmm. Like it was so unnecessary almost. And I was like, is this to look a certain way? It was so funny. And I can't say more because I really enjoyed the job and I don't want to throw these people under, but I was like, what's with the hired women in the outfits? Like,
I didn't really know what to expect at this party. Now, this was like 4 days post-constipation, so I was still trying to muster up some energy. I was like, I can't make it. My parents were like, no, we'll drive you, because they were in town at that point.
I died when you told me that. She shows up and goes, my parents are outside. I go, what do you mean they're outside? She goes,
when they're in town,
they're resting in the car.
They don't leave my hip. They actually said they wanted to walk around Manhattan and go to dinner. I was like, good, go to dinner.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm so dead over that. And then we walk out of this party and her parents were like, you're not walking back to your hotel. And I was like, no, it's like two avenues. I'm totally fine. I've lived in New York City for 14
for
years.
So long.
And they were like, absolutely not. We'll drive you. And I was like, OK, I get to know Andrea's parents. Like, they're so sweet. So I hop in the car.
It's midnight. My mom's half asleep. I'm like, this is not a great way to intro, but okay.
Intro. I was like, I'm your new daughter now. Drive me around the city. Let's stop for burgers. Like, I was so into it. And they were very kind and very sweet. And then I think your dad didn't necessarily know where to drop me off. And you were laughing because I was like, I'll just get out here. I was like, I'm good.
No clue. He wanted to drop you off at the location. But with all the one ways, he dropped you off like a mile farther than your destination.
No, because I was like, you're not driving all the way to like 9th Ave to go back to like... Fifth, I was like, I can't watch this happen on the maps. Oh, I was like, God. It's late. Yeah. I can walk two blocks. I'm totally fine. I think they were worried though. I was just like, thank you so much. Bye. And I like hopped out.
I just at one point, I was just like, just get out. Just you have to go because they're not going to get, just get out.
Like in Wet Hot American Summer when they toss the campers out the side of the van. Yeah. They're like, get the fuck out of here.
It had to happen.
It was great. Thank you so much to your parents for giving me a ride.
They would have done it a million times over. I just thought that they dropped you off at a farther location, but all
again,
is well.
Again, her parents moved her, waited for her to go to a party. And then your mom was like, this was us in high school. Like if Dre wanted to go to a party, we'd sometimes wait. And I was like, saints are these people?
They're helicopter parents, but they're cool helicopter parents.
Wait, what does helicopter parent mean?
Very protective. Always want to know who you're talking to. Like curfew, but they would instill the curfew and then go pick me up, and then we would go like get ice cream after. Like they made the curfews fun or they made it so it didn't seem that. And they always were there for me. Like my dad's main job was to like be the chauffeur.
Wow.
So he would just pick it up, drop off parties, and they didn't trust anybody at the party, so they would just like be outside. I'm like, what? Go do something.
This is so funny. I also love that they're like, okay, curfew is 11, but it's cool curfew because we're going to ice cream. And then Dre shows up at like 10:30. She's like, I'm ready. I want ice cream. Like, I'm early. They're like, see, look at what we did to this daughter.
Exactly.
She's fucking good as hell.
I don't understand their rules, but yeah.
As you know from my one woman show, my upbringing was the complete opposite. My parents
had cool parents.
Try and be like, yeah, you should be home by midnight. And I'd be like, I wasn't going out anyway. And then...
They're trying to force you to go out.
My parents are like, are you sure you don't have plans? I'm like, yeah, I think I may watch a couple movies and order in a chicken cheesesteak. And shout out Philly. And then I feel like my parents would roll in at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., like hammered and just be like, how was your night?
They drunkenly shame you.
Wow, like so funny. My brother and I are sitting there like, are they okay? It's been a long time since we've seen them.
That's how to trick your kids. Just be crazier than them. And then they revolt and want to be just totally straight-laced.
Yeah. So funny though. Like when I'm like, my parents, do you want to know something? Actually, in high school, I was at a party that got busted by the police because, you know, that happened in high school.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah, like, you know. The scariest moment of our lives.
It was clearly the after party for Pippin, the musical. And I'll never forget. And everyone was partying. They were all like drinking underage and stuff and like
so
smoking weed. And they were all downstairs. And I was upstairs with two or three other kids.
Boys?
No, I don't know who I was. Yeah, I was with my one friend Ben, who played the saxophone with me in the jazz band.
Watch out for sexy Ben. Watch out.
And so all of a sudden we hear like police, like we hear that the party's being broken up, but we're on the second level because we were very fascinated with downloading illegal music on Napster. And so we're worried. We're like, oh my God, are they going to see us that we downloaded shit on Napster? Is that like why they're here? Like I was worried about me doing that, like downloading a fucking Kelly Clarkson song. And everyone fleed the party, fucking runs away. They're all drunk. They get in cars, you know, whatever they did. It was so bad. So we come down, the four of us or whatever, and the cops breathalyzed us because they were like,
Wait, you guys were the ones that get checked?
Yes, because we're the only ones left at the party because we were on the second level.
You couldn't hide under a bed?
No, we just like
came down as the culprits. You're like, I guess it's time.
So they breathalyzed me. You know I blow a 0.00. I had a ginger ale.
And you know I was so
You know sober. I was like, I'm so sorry for downloading the live version of Kelly Clarkson.
I feel like you took the breathalyzer so serious, like it was almost an audition, and you were like, I'm ready. Someone take a photo on your BlackBerry.
Get it, this is so dope. Breathalyzer.
You would 100% do that.
I was a glamorous breathalyzer. Yes, it was a glamorous moment for me. So I blow a zero, right? Yeah. And so does Ben. So does the other kid. I'm like, do you realize you got like the indoor kids? Like we were the ones upstairs.
We're the innocents.
Smoking weed.
Yeah.
I was like, shouldn't you be finding like the kids in the bushes who are like drunk, having sex, doing drugs? Like, what are you picking us on us for? And then they made us call our parents to pick us up from the party.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I didn't have a license yet because this was sophomore year. I was like 15. Mm-hmm. And we call our parents. Are you ready for this? My dad goes, well, is she drunk? And they go, no, she blew a zero. And he goes, can I talk to her for a second? I go, Dad, I'm sorry. I'm okay. They just broke up the party. And my dad goes, can someone drive you home? And Ben, my friend Ben was like 2 years older.
Walk your ass home.
Ben from jazz band. Ben was 2 years older and he was like,
saxophone
Ben. He was like, I'll drive her home. And the cops were like, yeah, he also blew a zero. He could drive them home.
You know, thank God for saxophone Ben. This is our running joke now. We just have to always rely on saxophone Ben. Like, where is saxophone Ben when you need him?
I know, right? I think he's in Philly. I think he has a couple kids now.
Should we call him today?
No.
We might have a little surprise for later for you guys.
I want to do a prank phone call. But not to someone I know. We got to do someone rando. But
fine.
No, but God bless, because my dad, your dad would have waited or been there in a heartbeat. My dad was like, I'm fucking sleeping. Get someone else to take you home.
Yes, I do get that.
So that was the difference between our high school upbringings. It's okay. I have new parents now. Andrea's parents. They love me.
My mom wishes she had 20 kids. She's like, I should have had more.
Really?
Oh my God. Yes.
Oh my God. As the oldest child, I wish they didn't. You know, I wish I
was an only child. Do you wish you were an only child?
No, but how nice would that be? Sometimes I feel like one, you know, when I'm alone. Like the other night I went to dinner with my parents and I'm like, wow, this is what it could have been. Just the three of us, you know?
Just us, guys.
My mom always wanted like three kids though, so.
Three is a good number.
Yeah. Maybe it was two and a mistake, but you know.
Nobody tells that to the mistake.
Well, we did.
Well, we made sure they knew.
She knows. I feel like we're doing the scene in Bridesmaids where she's like, I think people change. I don't. I think people grow, but they don't change. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
what were we talking about? What a recap. No, we just had so much to get to. And also last week with TV, it was far too much. We had the Jersey reunion. We had
the premiere of the Kardashians.
The premiere of the Kardashians. We had Scandoval Scumdeval.
Yeah.
VPR.
VPR number one. There's three reunions of Vanderpump Rules? That's illegal. I'm sorry.
Because of the house arrest. Raquel cannot be in the same room as Sheena.
Yes, but
the restraining order.
Still, this could have been a one episode thing. Still, they could have cut in.
It could have been
like three. I'm like, do people still care?
Are they gonna care on this shit? They're trying to monetize.
I get that, but it's a lot. It's a lot of monetizing.
It is. But like, you want to talk monetize? Like, they know how to do it.
Like, what
Sandoval
more?
Is still gallivanting around, and he was just seen on an airplane. Did you see that? And he was clearly talking to Raquel or texting.
Yeah, I did.
At this point, it's like
maybe he's just doing it for the money. Everyone in his phone is now Raquel.
calling mom, Raquel.
And he's like, do you guys see this? Hey.
He's just being so open about it. It's so obvious.
Yeah. Like, I don't, does he like being the most,
with a mustache.
Do you think he likes being the most hated man in America right now? Like, that's what he is, right?
He is. And I think that only his narcissistic personality could allow him to, like, it doesn't really sink in. I think he still thinks he's okay.
Yeah. He's still like, that's the hot issue. Everyone's talking about my show.
Shorty, can't you see? The fact that he changed those lyrics, it's the biggest ick of my entire life.
He's one giant ick.
The whole thing, isn't it? It started with the mustache and then it went to the white nails. What's the deal with the white nails? I have to get to the bottom of this.
Okay, well, I think everyone should have white toenails. So
that's, I do.
I love
a French manicure is so classy.
A French?
On the toes.
Oh, no, I don't like that. I don't like a French. I like a white toe.
I didn't think I liked it. But then I saw it and I was like, you know what? That looks very well manicured. And we all know me. I have claws right now because... between the constipation and the moving, it's just like, it's like I can't be together all the time.
Between ripping shit out of my body. I can't have a manicure. The running gag of the show is what is happening with Andrea's nails. Literally. I've tried to bring her to my places and she'll be like, the next day she'll be like, look at this fucking nails in the toilet.
Because I'm a Cinderella. I'm lugging boxes all day. I purposely didn't get tips because I knew they would just pop right off lifting boxes.
Yeah.
You have to be a lady.
Okay.
So what's with the white nails on Scandi?
I don't know. I don't mind it. I don't mind the white nails.
You're telling me if Jared waltzed on in with some white nails, you'd be like, damn, Poppy.
Jared doesn't wear nail polish. Did this guy wear nail polish before?
I think it's just kind of been his new thing because he's like a rock star.
I was going to say he's a musician. Like,
oh, like, yeah, please.
He thinks that's part of the, like, you know, package. Yeah, you've got to like, oh, well, he's Googling. He's Googling like, famous rock musicians, and then he's like, wait, hold on, look at this guy, he's got nail polish. Oh, I should get nail polish. I feel like I could go for a white, you know. He's going through, they're like, pick a color. So he's like panicked. He's like, well, black or white, and he just grabbed white because he's like, summer.
Yeah, it does. And he does have that nice, that tan skin.
I don't mind nail polish on guys. I think if Jared wanted to wear nail polish, I'd be like, yeah, live your dreams.
You know who took it too far, though? MGK with his own nail polish line. Stop. Stop. We're not trying to monetize. Talk about monetization.
Yeah, right?
Get your own nail polish line, please.
I should have my own nail polish line.
How much money does that make? Net zero.
Yeah, because no one like paints their own nails anymore.
Thank you.
Like, I guess unless it's like the hottest line. Like, no, and no salon is like, would you like this color or the MGK silver?
OPI, Linkin Park After Dark, is the jam.
That's an old school. That's an color. Old school. Wow, that you just brought me back to middle school.
OPI, Linkin Park After Dark, or Russian Navy. Those were the tops.
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah.
And then for Essie, it was ballet slippers.
Who? But the ballet waltz. Slippers.
Give me a waltz. Give me a coat of waltz on those ballet slippers, and I'm shining today, you know? I'm ready to waltz into that bat mitzvah.
Yeah. I am looking sharp. It was OPI, and it was Essie, and now it's just taken off.
Candy Apple Red, wasn't that one?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. There was something with like New York City being red.
Yeah. Big Apple Red.
Big Apple Red.
Maybe that was it.
There.
Big Apple, Candy Apple. One of the reds. One of the apples.
I would
apples.
Have loved to have been in the room when they were writing the names for the OPI colors.
Oh my God. Me too. I actually think Essie and I follow each other on Instagram.
Really?
I think
that
so.
Intrigues me. That's an easy collab.
You know,
right
I've always
there.
Been into nail art of and nails. Course. So it's a category in my explore page for sure.
Of course.
My explore page is literally only nails and pasta.
Probably dogs too.
Oh yeah, lots of dogs. Tons of puppies, yeah, for sure.
Tons. A white woman's Instagram.
Literally. Oh my God, can we make this video?
Hi. A white woman's Instagram. Puppies, nails, spaghetti, yum, yummy, and maybe a little bad, ooh, a bad incident on an airplane.
Ooh,
ooh, watch out. JetBlue.
Ooh, Karen on a plane? No way.
Couldn't be me.
Let's do a hot take. We only have a couple more minutes.
I can't believe we only have a couple more minutes.
Our 20th fucking episode.
What the hell?
We're in a beautiful studio. Shout out to Mike. Yes. Woo! Mike Coscarelli has a gorgeous studio. If you're in New York City and you're like, I want to do my podcast there, we're going to link everything on our Instagram. But
absolutely.
Let's do a hot take.
We're getting into hot takes.
Big story. Big story this week.
Big.
Huge.
Ginormous.
Give it to us. Give it to us. There's two men who are becoming papas again.
There's two zaddies. Shall we call them geezers?
Geezers?
Let me tell you.
Grand zaddies.
I know I'm stopped up, but these two men are spitting out faster.
I was going to say, yeah, they are unloading left and right, you know?
They are not shooting blanks, if you know what I'm saying. Read between the lines. First, the news came out that De Niro got his Taekwondo girlfriend, Pregger McGregor.
Okay.
Okay.
And how old's De Niro? 80?
I think this is his eighth child or seventh, but he's okay, up there.
Okay, Ilaria. Nice try.
Okay. De Niro age. I know that he's 79.
Okay. So I was close. 79. I said 80. I rounded up.
And seven children. This will be his seventh. Okay. So then we see the news. So we DM each other and we're like, what the – this is crazy. But also, why didn't I slide into those De Niro DMs?
Wow.
Because I really think we could have been a match. And I'm already ready to sleep in different beds. You know what I mean? Like, he's definitely at that point in his life and, like, we're ready. So then we get the news that Al Pacino.
Uh-huh. 82.
82.
Is having
a baby.
Another baby with his girlfriend.
With his girlfriend.
Who's 29.
Who apparently this girl comes from a long line of, like, wealth. She comes from old money and she used to date Mick Jagger.
Damn. She gets around, you know? Mick Jagger, she was like, I'm going to dip into the acting world now. Let's go with Al Pacino.
And she has a very interesting taste.
I kind of love it. Everyone was hating on it, and I was sort of, okay, wait, that was my original hot take, but I kind of think it's hilarious that they're having babies now. Like, this is just...
It has to be a movie. If it doesn't...
Well, it is Father of the Bride Part 2.
Oh, yes.
With Steve Martin when he's like, I'm too old to have a kid. And they're like, clearly you're not. Okay. You made this happen.
Yikes.
Okay, so you want to do a hot takes on this? As who? Who would have a hot take on De Niro and Pacino in their senior years having babies?
I know I always go back to these two, but this because they have the funniest reactions. I mean, Kris Jenner, one, because I know that she would love to talk reproduction.
Absolutely. We love a new baby in the house.
Do you see any monetization possibilities with Robert and Mr. Al both having babies at the same time? I mean, Pacino and De Niro. I mean, what are we going to do, Chris?
I think – oh, you want me to do Chris?
Should Chris be the one for the hot take?
I don't know. I did Chris already.
I know. I was also thinking Joan, but again, another one that I always go to.
We could do a Joan.
No.
Julia.
Steve. Julia. She is a mother herself.
As a mother, like, I just feel like, okay, so, like, women, you know, I fucking hate feminist, like, talk, but, like, as women, we aren't allowed to have babies after a certain age, so it's just, like, rude, actually, you know, like, that people did this to us, so I feel like Al Pacino, like, okay, what did he do in his life? Like, a bunch of movies? Like, okay. But, like, is he a good father? That I don't know. So I feel like this is, like, a test, you know, for, like, older people. Like, can you be there to support your kid? Like, I drove my kid to school yesterday, okay?
You're a very active, present parent.
I'm an amazing mother, okay? did I go to Paris without him? Yes. But, like, I only did drugs one night, okay?
That's,
like, so responsible.
True.
So I think it's kind of chill that Al Pacino is, like, 82. And what's his name? Oh, Robert De Niro. He's an actor too?
Mr. De Niro, yes. Some would even call him a muse.
Oh, my God. I feel like I've never seen his work.
So I'm sure you have. I'm sure, Julia, there's no way you haven't.
Well, I was in Uncut Gems and he was not. So, I don't know. Is he an actor? I don't know.
you tell me.
So I think it's actually like a really interesting experience to be like a new parent, but you're like an old parent. So I guess we'll see. Like if they honestly are like involved in their kids' lives, then I will be like, absolutely yes. Like be a good daddy. But I don't know. I just feel like, you know, the mothers will probably take over because we always do.
So. They'll have to, right? By the time he's 104, he'll be dropping his kid off at college. It just seems kind of crazy.
Wow, yeah, when you put it that way. I mean, I guess you could just, like,
Bring, you know what I would do? Oh my God. Hmm. Like, so I keep the ashes of my best friend on my night table. So I would just like send my kid to college, like with my ashes, you know, if I was like not alive anymore. Because then you're like with them forever. Like, I'd be like, I'd put like a note on and be like, bring me to class, bitch.
Of your father's ashes once the father.
Yeah, I'd be like, bring these ashes to class. So I'm like always with you. Bring me to the bar. Take. Okay, bring me to the bar. Yeah, I honestly think it's actually amazing because ashes are actually like a person if you believe in it.
If you believe you can achieve, Julia.
I so am with you. Yes.
Thank you for that hot take. we've learned so much.
Oh, who are you giving me? Give me someone. Give me someone.
De Niro and Pacino. I was thinking Kristen, but then I was like, she wouldn't really have too much to say about
it. How does Jennifer Coolidge feel about it?
Well,
as a non-mother.
Yeah, you know, I know people.
She didn't even do it, and he's laughing.
I know people call me a MILF, but no, I don't have kids.
Oh, yeah, you're famously a MILF.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. But no, I. Yeah, wow. If you can still produce, wow, then keep it going, you know? You know, and De Niro, yeah, wow, he's such a like an icon. So like, you know, spread your seed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who okay, fuck, marry, kill.
Oh,
Jennifer Coolidge, De Niro, Al Pacino, wow. Ryan Gosling.
Oh my God. Wow. Oh wow. Well, you know what? It's funny because I don't really date anybody under I'm kind of like Leonardo DiCaprio, but I don't have like a cutoff. So like I say I date somebody like anywhere from 30 to 40 under. Yeah. So Pacino, De Niro. Yeah. No.
Kill
the ball. Kill. Yeah. The balls like they just like hang down, kind of just like they kind of look like little raisins. You know what I mean? So I think I would just marry Gosling. Fuck Gosling, and yeah,
you just changed the rules up on
and us. Hang out with Gosling. Yeah, I like. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, no, I can't do Pacino. No, yeah, I think I texted De Niro one time, and we went for coffee.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. That was
how
nice.
Was it? What did he drink?
I mean, God, I think he had like four espresso shots, and I said, wow, that's a lot of caffeine.
And he said, that's why I'm reproducing to this day, right?
Yeah. I said, you know what? I want just like a little like cortadito.
She orders a cortadito.
Yeah, it's like this little tiny thing. It's like so tiny. But it's so yummy. Yeah. So I had a cortadito.
Are you sure that's not an order from like Taco Bell?
Yeah, I ordered a cortadito. Yeah, a little baby cortadito. Yeah.
I swear there's no alcohol in this juice generation.
Swear.
I swear it's just juice. It's just juice.
But I do feel like high off of life.
I feel high off of life too. This was so fun to do in person.
We really do. There's just such a wall on Zoom. I'll say it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but like that's what we have to do, though.
She's looking for an apartment. I'm going to make her look for an apartment in LA. Hey.
Hey.
No, we'll do more of these in person for sure. We'll make it happen. But
definitely.
Obsessed with you. Episode 20.
Episode 20, guys. We have officially the intro song. We're making little fun stingers. We're just adding a lot to the show. We're putting some time into it.
Also, we have a surprise for you for this episode. So I want to set that up. We have a very special surprise for you for this episode. Something I've been wanting to do that Dre is a little nervous about, I'd say, but you are supportive and ready to go, ready to rock and roll.
I'm always down, apprehensive, maybe, but ready to go when the time comes. Are we talking about shitting? I don't know.
No, but here you go.
First official prank call of the Big Wigs podcast. Here we go.
Okay, so here's the drill. Apparently, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker were in Philadelphia this weekend. And I know because I, too, was in Philadelphia this weekend. And they were staying at the Four Seasons Hotel because she Instagrammed about it. So
It's like she wants us to do this.
Yeah. So I want us to call the Four Seasons because Courtney left something behind. And that would be a normal – we're going to call us Chris and Court because momager. Wait, I love how – glazed teriyaki showed up on my phone. Four Seasons Hotel Philadelphia. I'm scared it's not going to be a direct to them, but we'll get there because it's like
– as for the customer service, they're like lost and found.
Four Seasons Philadelphia.
Okay. Mom, we're in the Stutes. Hi, doll. Okay. We're going to get your stuff back from the Four Seasons. Here we go.
Special part of segment of the podcast this week.
Thank you for calling the Four Seasons Hotel Philadelphia. How may I direct your call?
Hi, doll. Is this the front desk?
It is not. Did you need to speak with them?
I would love that. Yes.
Allow me one moment to text you.
Thanks. Thanks.
You're just pretending my manager.
Front desk, Salim speaking. How can I assist?
Hi. Hi, doll. So I'm just calling because my daughter was staying with you guys this past weekend, and it was sort of a big deal. And she actually – she left something there. Honey, what was it that you left? Hold on one second. My daughter Courtney. My name's Chris. Hold on.
I mean, I'd rather not say. It was like black and furry.
She left
– what was her last name?
Well, it was under Kardashian Barker.
One moment. And you stayed with us when?
It was
Saturday night. So.
Saturday. It was like Tuesday, Wednesday. Okay. And we stayed. They stayed in a suite. I booked it for them. I'm her momager. It's a good word, isn't it? He loved it. Okay.
Okay. Did you get it back?
Okay. So my daughter left. How do I say this in a nice way? What was it? Was like a sex toy. Okay. I'm whispering.
There was not. It was like handcuffs.
Okay. Never mind. It was handcuffs and match.
Handcuffs. I don't know what they do.
It's not embarrassing, Mom. Just say it. Okay. There were like little. They were studded handcuffs, leather, and then there was fur. My mom is just trying to make it like a way bigger deal than it is.
Well, okay, studded handcuffs.
Well, I don't know. I don't use these kinds of things.
I think they might be under the bed or just like they were left in the room somewhere.
Okay. And do you remember what room it was?
A big one.
It was one of the corner rooms, but I actually do not remember the number.
Under Kardashian Barker, do you know if it might have been under an alias or a different name?
Oh, it could have been under
Todd Cranes.
Todd Cranes.
K-R-A-I-N-E-S.
Okay.
If they're not able to be found, it's not like the biggest deal, but just wanted to check.
Yeah, if anyone could just keep a lookout, you know. I don't want the paparazzi to pick it up.
No. If I can place you on a brief hold, I can check in with our security team and just see if anything's been turned in like that, because I'm sure that, you know, that's probably the only thing like that that's been turned in.
Yeah, you know what?
If it was.
We're rushing. You know what? I'm going to give you a call back, but if you want to just check with security. What was your name again?
All right. My name is Salim.
Salim, you are such a doll. Okay. Can I just tell you, you're doing amazing, sweetie. You really are.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Salim.
Thanks, Salim. We'll call you back.
You're welcome. Okay.
Bye, doll.
Nicest man ever.
When he goes, I'm sure if there is that in the loss of vow, that would be the only item coming in. No, it's not. Everyone uses these. What do you mean?
I'm like, I don't use those.
Well, Salim, they were like way too nice.
Salim, I know. Well, you gotta be. This is a Four Seasons hotel. We aimed high class. You know, we went big wig on our first phone call.
We did.
I prank call like, you know, a Pizza Hut in, you know, Kentucky or something. Of course. This was fucking.
Wow. A Pizza Hut in Kentucky would be fantastic.
I love doing that.
I like doing.
I'll call anywhere. You know that.
I'll call anywhere.
I'll go anywhere in a wig. I will call anywhere. Let's do like a Motel 8 in like the middle America.
Do we have time? Can we do one?
We'll save it for next week.
Okay, that is our episode. Woo! First live episode in the studs.
In the studs. Shout out. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, make sure you find us online. Find us on Instagram. You know where. Find our videos. Our videos are popping off. We got more coming out. We're editing more every day. And
all the time at Big Wigs Podcast. Thank you. We made it over 1,000.
Yes. And we're at 20 episodes. On to 21. We're going to have to toast to 21, you know, with a little alcohol. We're 21 years old.
I'll bring the champs. Love it.
Woo! Bye, guys.